Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Well, nice to see the Rockets are in playoff form. And nice job, UH, too. Thank goodness it's a Friday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday freaking Friday. 713-780. ESPN's the number. 713-780-3776. It is the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel de Voldemort. You know the number to get in. You want to hit us up on Facebook, you can do that. Send a message. Aaron will read it. Although I notice he hasn't been reading some of the messages lately. Come on, man. There's Twitter.
Maybe,
at Fred.
Maybe the messages haven't been good.
No, there were nice messages.
He says if they're good, I'll read them.
Okay.
You said that, actually.
Yeah, I said that, but I thought they were good. So, in Aaron's judgment.
Nice about you?
It just said something nice about the show. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. Can text the show. You know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch if you so desire. And comment in the chat room. And it's a Friday. So let's have some fun today. Weekend's on the way. Hell, weekend's already here as far as I'm concerned. We're just going to party like it's Friday. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff, man. What's going on with you?
Oh, man. In a fantastic mood today. Ready to rock and roll.
All right. Just, well, let's rock.
Did.
Oh, ooh. That's a little breaking news.
Yeah, breaking news. Go ahead. Tell the people.
South by Southwest has announced that the 2020 conference has been canceled due to coronavirus concerns.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, it's huge.
That's unbelievable.
Wow.
I was talking to somebody about South by Southwest yesterday. I don't remember who it was. Someone came in my office to talk that brought up South by Southwest. And I used to – oh, it was Nick. He's going to Austin this weekend. And because next week is South by, and he was like, I didn't want to be there for South by.
Right.
I was like, yeah, I don't blame you.
It's a nightmare.
I've gotten to where now, like, I still go back to Austin occasionally, but I don't go during South by Southwest. I try desperately not to go during ACL.
Right.
And
or Grand Prix.
Yep. That's new. It wasn't like that. I mean, that didn't even exist when I lived there. So I didn't, you know, it wasn't a pain for me, but. Texas Relays is the other one.
Yeah.
That Texas Relays might be the worst week to go to Austin. I mean, it is, it's insane.
In my old newspaper days, we used to have our convention in Austin, and we did it the day after the Texas Relays because all these smaller papers would send people to cover the Texas Relays. And I would be coming in. And it was like going into a place where there's a hurricane coming because everybody's driving out on that next morning. That place was nuts. So I would never go until Sunday morning. I wouldn't go the night before.
Wise move. Well, that's and South by has changed a lot since I used to go. It's obviously a lot bigger now than it was, you know.
Oh, it's huge now.
10, 12 years ago.
It used to be kind of the cool hip thing for Texans to do. Now it's a national thing.
Yeah. I mean, there used to be like 10 films that you could watch and you could see like 3 or 4 bands.
Yeah.
And now it's like, that ain't quite it. So
that's a huge cancel.
Yeah. That's a big deal, man. Wow. So coronavirus strikes again.
Well, this thing's getting out of hand, man. But, oh, well, yeah, I came in today. I really was all prepared last night to come in today and talk about the Rockets. Is they're playing the Clippers, well, and it's like, here's their measuring stick game.
Did you expect the Rockets to go in and take care of business?
No, I expected them to be competitive, though. That's all.
That's fair.
I just wanted to see a competitive game, and I flipped over from, I gave up on the UH debacle with a couple minutes left, so I flip over to watch the Rockets are down 25. I'm like, screw this.
Yeah,
what's the point?
You asked me, would I be taking an interest in the game last night, and I said, you know what, I will. I was interested in that game. And then, yeah, by halftime, it was, what are we, what's going on here? What's even the point?
Well, here's what's going on. 7 of 42 on three-pointers. 7 of 42.
Is that good?
That is not good. I almost
is
bet.
I
would
offense?
Be almost willing to bet you we could blindfold Aaron and let him shoot 42 threes and he could hit more than 7.
But I would bet for sure that James got his share.
Well, if you must know, he was 0 for 8.
Oh.
So he really didn't. I mean, that's not a huge percentage of him to fire up if you think about it.
I'm not great at math, so help me out with shooting percentage on that.
Let's see. 0 for 8, carry the 8, carry the 0. That's 0.0.
Oh, no.
Hey, but at least he was 4 of 17 overall on field goals.
Oh, no.
His plus minus? Minus 19.
I was having a hard time. And again, I turned the game off at halftime. Was there anybody who you felt like had a good game?
No, well, I turned it off early in the third quarter. I just said, screw this. I'm not wasting any more time on these.
Like going
jerks.
Through and looking back at the stat line, Jeff Green looks like he played pretty well. Like just for, but that again, that's just looking at the stat line.
He was only minus one.
Right. But 6 of 10.
2 rebounds.
3 for 6 from 3.
Yeah.
Made both his free throws.
He was your star of the night.
No turnovers in 20 minutes. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Everybody else, I'm going to go not all that good. Daniel House.
No.
Six of 10, 14 point. Like, I'd like to see not shoot 5 threes if you're only going to make one. But he only turned it over once. That's a reasonable night. But the guys that you're counting on, I mean.
Well, Westbrook had a bad shooting night. He did have 15 rebounds. He did only turn the ball over twice.
Westbrook had an awful shooting night.
Yeah, 11 for 27. But he was only 0 of 2 for threes. So, there you go.
Okay.
He didn't go 0 for 8 on threes.
Okay. Yeah, the problem with this team is, I guess it's the gift and the curse. They think they can always shoot themselves out of it. And the reality is,
they can shoot themselves out of it completely.
You can shoot yourselves out of a game at some point, and, you know, you keep chucking, especially against a good team. Like, the truth is, they probably could have gotten away with this if they were playing, you know.
Well, no, they can't get away with it because they didn't get away with it against the Knicks.
No, that's true. Yeah.
So if they're going to play like this, which they have two games in a row, they're not going to beat anybody. And that's the problem. I think they can play well enough to beat anybody. They can play poorly enough to lose to anybody. And in the end, isn't this the Rockets that we've been seeing every year during the James Harden era?
Yes.
And I don't want to put too much on one game or really two in a row. But I can't see them putting four good games together against the Clippers because even if they play at their best, I don't know if they're going to beat them.
Right.
Or the Lakers for that matter. I think they can beat the Lakers. They can beat the Clippers. But can they beat them four games? I don't think so.
And here's the downside to not having a big down low. When you look at what Zubac and Harrell did, combined 11 for 15 for 36 points, 22 rebounds, and 3 blocks. That's pretty solid.
Yeah.
And there was nothing to even slow them down. So that's where it's like, oh, there's games where it's like, man, this small ball lineup looks like it could really give them something. And then there's games like last night where you realize, dude, if there's competent bigs, that and the beauty is, I do think, and I think we talked to RJ about this a little bit. If you've got a big plotting center. Like the Jazz. I think Rudy Gobert is a key player for them.
Yeah.
They would have a hard time keeping him on the floor, I think,
right,
against the Rockets. But these guys, like Harrell, like, he's just going to have his way because he can run the floor with you. And then when he gets down there, there's nobody to even slow him. What are you going to do, throw P.J. Tucker at him? That's a, I mean, it's nice in theory to believe that you can do that, yeah. But it's just not going to work all the time.
You can't go out and shoot 7 for 42 on your threes. That's
no, that's true too.
I mean, you have no chance when you do that against anybody.
Right. Can you give up 67 points in the first half and feel like you're going to compete?
If you're shooting, I mean, they can shoot themselves into a game giving up that much, but, you know, more often than not, no.
Because, again, I didn't watch the second half, but my guess is the fact that we're seeing, we saw that there are guys that Rodney Magruder was getting minutes in that game. It lets me know that.
I like to call him Rodney.
In the second, well, that's his name. In the second half, clearly the Clippers were like, all right, Amir Coffey, you get out there and play. Like they were pulling back on the reins a little bit.
So, well, yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, even the final score, which doesn't look as bad as the game was, it was worse than that.
Think about it this way. They had one guy play 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, they didn't need it.
A scrimmage for them, basically.
Right. All right. Well, we're going to be positive the rest of the show.
Not if we keep talking about the Rockets.
Well, that's the thing. What else is there to say? Steven the Weather Guy says, can play well enough to beat anyone and bad enough to lose to anyone. Sounds strangely like another local team. And Lamont says, I bet the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo will not cancel a damn thing.
It won't.
No, I don't think they will. And, yeah, at this point.
Do you think they should?
No, I don't. And I
don't want coronavirus, man.
I don't either.
I don't want it in this city.
But let's.
I'm going to be so mad.
Let's talk about this when we come back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 975.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Got a hockey play for the people today.
Give it to them, man.
Hit the one last night, by the way. Vancouver, Colorado, over 5.5. Make sure you get it at 5.5. 6 is a no play. Okay. So that one's tonight at 9:08 p.m. So you got some time, but jump in and get it while it's still 5.5. As I'm looking at it on my bookie. Sorry, go ahead.
JD says, experience Austin without leaving Houston. Get drunk, go to the Greyhound bus station downtown, get swarmed by bums asking for money, witness a street fight, check out a homeless person dropping a deuce, and then step in it. There's Austin. I got news for you, JD. That's pretty much every major metro city in the country, including Houston.
Yeah, that.
That happens here. I know, Austin's got some laws that are unpopular when it comes to homeless, but every city has them. And hell, on Fred's side of town, and not in his neighborhood, but on his side of town, he doesn't have to go far to see what it can get to. If there's a city, there's going to be a ton of homeless people. That's pretty much the way it is.
Yeah, and what's weird about Houston is it depends on where your homeless people are as to how belligerent they are.
Yeah.
It's one of the things I hate about California is they're all pretty much belligerent because they can be. You can't do anything to them. But in Houston, it's almost like there's some communities where, you know, there's just some good people who are down on their luck. And they're actually, you know, pretty cool people. But then there's the ones who are crazy, who are wandering around the train lines, and you want to be around that either. So it's yeah, I mean, I wouldn't put that on Austin. It's everywhere. So here's my thought on the coronavirus, and I'm not changing my life for this thing, okay? I'm not going to be stupid either. I'm not going to go lick poles and things like that.
You're not going to go lick the rodeo floor?
No, I'm not going to do that. But little stuff, like today I went to the gym, and, you know, for the first time in a while, and I did, I feel fantastic. I'm going to pay for it tomorrow, but lifted a bunch of weights, ran 5K on the treadmill, came out of there feeling really good. But there's little stuff, like I'm not going to use the water fountain, which I never really do anyway. I kind of bring my own water.
Yeah.
Make sure you wipe the stuff down before you get on it instead of after. It's little stuff like that. And, but... you know, if we're going to get it, we're going to get it. I'm not going to go out of my way to try to catch it. But I'm also not going to change my life just because you might get sick for a few days. And you know, they're warning people over 60. And hey, if you're really nervous and scared about it, that's okay. That's perfectly acceptable. I'm just not, it's not for me. I'm not going to, not going to worry about it. If I get it, I get it. If I die, I die. It's, you know, it's 100,000 people have gotten it worldwide. I'm not good at math, but that's not the whole world's population. So we've got 5 cases in Texas. All right. Well, if it gets to us, it gets to us. I wish it would just get to me and be done with it.
Yeah.
But the
and I want to be clear, because now people think that I'm like cheering that South by Southwest is canceled. No, you didn't. I don't go to South by Southwest anymore. I used to. I understand that it is a, it sucks. Like, South by being canceled sucks for Austin as a city, because that's a major,
that's a lot of money,
moneymaker coming into
town.
There's
a lot of businesses that are going to suffer from
this.
Yeah,
hotels, business. And it also sucks for the, you know, for the artist. And I'm not talking about, like, if Quentin Tarantino's got a film or something that he's showing. I'm talking about, like, the guys who are trying to get their break and be seen by someone,
and they get a chance to go to that, and it's like, oh, this is a yeah, big chance for us. And yeah,
I get that. It sucks. I wasn't by any means trying to say that it's great that they canceled it. I'm just trying to say I don't blame them, and I don't want coronavirus. So I'm not. I mean, it does suck for the people that it's affecting directly. I'm not all that mad about it, though.
Well, especially, I think the difference there between that and rodeo, and you guys can correct me on this if I'm wrong, a lot more people coming from all over the country and the world to South by.
Yes.
And the rodeo is more of a Houston thing. So yes, it is more of a danger from people traveling from other places that might have picked it up. Now, from what I understand, almost everybody who's getting it's over 60.
Well, that's good.
So far, which, you know, I'm not there yet, so I'm not worried.
How old are you?
I'm not 60.
Okay.
I'm not even late 50s yet.
Okay.
I'm a year away from late 50s. Well, I'm still mid-50s next year, and then I'll be late 50s. So I got 2 years before I'm late 50s.
Okay. When does late start? At 8?
57.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm a couple years away from that.
All right.
So I'm good. I'm good. No worries. Plus, I've always had a pretty good immune system, and I recover fast, so I'm not too worried.
Nathan asked if you think that the virus will have any effect on opening day for the Astros here in town.
It's interesting, because I do think you're going to see it affect some sporting events. Like today, you know, guess what I did today? Well, not really me, the wife. We bought the season tickets for the remaining Roughnecks games. And because she's really into it, we have fun going to the game. So we bought the 3-pack and kind of asked her, do you think by the third game, people aren't going to be going because of this stuff? It's like, she's kind of like me. She doesn't care.
Okay.
But I do think there will be people who won't want to be around crowds. And if you're one of those people, I don't blame you.
I think I'm ahead of the curve on this.
Well, you're always not one to be around crowds. But see, to me, this going to these games is a lot of fun, and it's just a party. It's an excuse to drink. I'm down with that. And we've talked about why they've managed to capture people so far. I mean, there's no real, I don't feel like if they lose, it's not like it is with a Texans game where it's the end of the world. It's just a loss. And if they win, hey, great. They're fun. Good for them. It's enjoyable to watch.
Yeah.
So we decided we were going to go ahead and get season tickets. And so we're set up for the next 3 games, and we're going to go. And, you know, people, and it's weird, because one of the coronavirus people in Seattle was a concession worker at the XFL game. That's not good, because you're probably giving it to some people there. But yeah, you know, I kind of feel like if you're older, you need to take more precaution. There's no question. And they say anybody over 60, you need to take more precaution. And then if you're a young person, maybe make sure if you get a cough or something, you stay away from the older people in your family. But other than that, and somebody said, sure didn't have any effect on the amount of people at the rodeo cook-off over the weekend.
Nope.
No.
But I think, I'm telling you, panic's getting worse every day.
Well, and that's the thing. Panic is, The panic is what, yeah, I mean, I always try to put perspective on things, but I never want to tell people who are legitimately scared of something, don't be scared of it, because that's your choice. But for me, this is just how I'm approaching it. And Jason says, I'm a healthcare professional. If it's bad, the country isn't prepared supply-wise, but Fred is right. Just be smart. I believe it's overblown. And yeah, if you get sick, don't go out around people.
And, you know, hopefully there's people out there, and, you know, I'll call him out by name because he's admitted to this before, but like Raheel, who when he takes a piss, he just runs his hand under hot water. Like, hopefully now people will realize, hey, maybe it's not that hard to go, you know, to hit the soap thing and put some soap on your hands and wash your hands. It's not that hard. And it could, I mean, it could literally save your life.
Yeah, I mean, do a little extra. That's all.
Yeah. And I was in the bathroom yesterday, I think, and I was washing my hands. And I've tried to do the happy birthday song twice in my head. Like, supposedly like 20 seconds is how long it takes you to sing happy birthday twice.
Ah.
So I've been doing that. And Trey washed his hands. Like, I was already washing mine. Trey came up, washed his hands, and was drying his hands, and I was still washing. And finally, I finished, and I went to get a paper towel, and Trey started washing his hands again, and he's like, seeing how long you washed your hands for makes me feel like I need to keep washing mine. Good.
Well, and
that's good. I hope everybody does that.
Well, and there's a couple other little things that I just like when I go to flush the urinal in there, I grab a paper towel and do it with that. Yeah. I don't do it with my hand. And then, you know, I still wash my hands. But, I mean, there's just little stuff. Just be smart. But I don't think we... I don't know. I just don't think we should change our lives. Because if we're going to get it, let's just get it and be done with it.
Yeah.
If it really is going to get all of us at some point, well, let's just go ahead and get it. All right, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I start spazzing, but he said, they ain't Christ-like. I said, ha! Ah!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. J.D. was responding on Twitter, talking about, I'm pretty certain Austin has more homeless and bums per capita. I don't think it's even close. Brother, you don't live in my part of town. I'll just tell you that. There's a lot of homeless in this city. And then Chan said, did you hear Jake Asman saw someone last night shaving in your office restrooms?
Yes. And he did a segment today on what's the grossest thing that's happened in your office.
Yeah.
And I told him, dude, that's not even close.
No, it's not even in the ballpark.
I mean, that's pretty gross, but it's...
Well, the time we found the chicken on the urinal, that was pretty bad.
The time that we found... Well, multiple times we found toilet paper in the trash can.
Used toilet paper.
Yes. And... I still will to this day never understand how there was a paper towel with poop on it on top of the urinal.
Yeah, that one was pretty bad too.
How's that even? How did it come to this?
That I was listening to Jake on the way in because I had some stuff to do at the office this afternoon before I went to the gym, and he kept calling Charlie the goat like several times.
And why would he say that?
I don't know. I kind of feel like we need a cease and desist order on this. Because if anybody's a goat around here, it's got to be Granato. No, it's Granato, Zerline, or Hoffman. I think.
I don't know. I don't know who's... I mean, it's not me for sure, because I haven't been in this market long enough, but...
It's got to be Lance or John, then.
I would think it's one of those guys.
I mean, they're the reasons those two guys are the reasons I went into radio. I mean, their show was inspirational.
Lamont probably has a better answer, or yeah. There's people who have followed radio in this town for a long time, but who's considered like the guy in Houston sports radio? You know, most markets have a guy like that who's the guy. Who's the guy here?
Yeah, he would know that one. Now, if you want to talk general media, yeah, I'll throw myself into that conversation. But No, not for radio.
Well, not. I mean, Jake didn't say you.
I know.
That's, yeah, he was.
He was talking about radio, though.
Right, but he was insistent that you were not the GOAT.
Well, I get that. I get that. I didn't go to Syracuse, so I can't be
that's
the GOAT.
That's true.
And, you know, just I'm just a UH guy. Who cares,
Did Jake go to Syracuse, or is I think he's an Ithaca College guy.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's from the area, but...
He acts like a Syracuse guy.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm going to count him as that. 713-780-ESPN. I wasn't... Now, like I said, I wasn't saying I should be in that conversation, but I kind of... When I think of the GOAT, I think of Granato and Zuerlein. That's just me.
Yeah, I'm curious some of the guys who have listened to radio for a long time.
But
you know who else has listened to radio for a long time in this town is Barry Laminack. He's probably got an opinion on that. Charlie was a pretty he had a pretty popular show for a long time. So
maybe so.
I don't know.
I know Ralph Cooper's done radio in the city forever too.
Yeah.
So that's a name that probably belongs in that conversation. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Somebody just texted a story from he was at Office Depot and this dude was coughing all over the place. He finally left. Yeah, I don't blame you. So
I saw something on Twitter today. People like Asian people are trying to play pranks on white people by coughing on them in public.
Oh, great!
I just want it to be known that's not funny.
No, it's not. Asian people are doing that?
Yeah.
Well, that's not cool.
Yeah. They say if they hear any, and some of them were saying they're just doing it as a prank, and then someone said if I hear anybody saying racist stuff about Asians, I'm just going up and coughing on them. That's okay, probably. But don't do it as a prank to an innocent white person.
I got news for you. If you come up and cough on me, I will pepper spray your ass.
Okay.
So you tell me what's worse.
Well, Jong would tell you pepper spray is worse.
Right. And especially if you're coughing.
Well, I don't know. Would you rather get pepper sprayed or coronavirus?
Well, if I'm going to get the coronavirus, I'd rather just get it. But if you come and do that, because that's nasty.
That is pretty gross.
I will pepper spray you until you're on your knees. By the way, I learned a valuable lesson in the gym today. I went to the one over on Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wear colorful underwear.
Why?
I made a lot of friends. Let's grab some phone calls. Tyler. What's up?
Sports, fellas.
Sports.
Hey, man,
to
I just
you.
Wanted to call. I'm 26, and I've been listening to sports radio, I guess, like 2012-ish. But I grew up in Houston listening in the backseat when my dad was listening to Palillo and John and Lance. I just want to let y'all know, y'all are my GOAT. Y'all are kind of up to pace with, you know, the young folk. But I'm telling y'all are my GOAT. There's a bunch of great radio in this town. But I'm just letting you guys know, y'all are it. Y'all kind of set the bar for, you know, the guys my age, a little bit older, you know, not something that's so boring. Been listening to y'all for a long time through a lot of changes. And y'all just keep on killing it, man.
Well, thanks, man. Yeah, I appreciate that. But, I mean, I don't think John and Lance have never been boring.
No. But again, everybody has different tastes. And then you think about how long we've been doing this show. There's a lot of people who've kind of sort of grown up on it now.
Yeah, it's pretty wild to think about.
Which is, it is, because I don't feel like
we will hit 10 years in May.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
We should have a party or something.
Yeah, we will. Let's do that. So.
Like with booze.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. And we'll celebrate surviving the coronavirus and the asteroid.
That's right.
Because the asteroid's April 29th.
It's a double celebration.
Eek said, someone at work got fired for touching someone's face as he got out of the bathroom and shouted coronavirus, laughed and walked away, gone the next day.
Good.
Yeah, I agree.
Hey, that's just gross in general, even if it's not coronavirus.
Well, yeah, why go touch people? People don't want to be touched.
Coming out of the bathroom?
Yeah, that's gross.
Oh.
Shame.
Hockey Dan wants to know if I were wearing Ninja Turtle underwear. No, I have this underwear that I got from Beth's place that's like multicolored and, you know, and I didn't really think about it. And
show it on the Twitch.
No, I'm not showing my underwear on the Twitch channel. That's pretty gross. Yeah, Gary says, in Houston Sports Radio, that's easy. Rich Lord.
Oh,
okay. Well. Oh, let's squeeze in another call.
He did do it for a long time.
He did.
But
yeah,
I don't think anybody would say that it was great.
He was never for me. I mean,
definitely. I mean, if you think that Rich Lord was great, you have a high risk of coronavirus because you're over 60.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah.
How about Blake?
Howdy, Blake. Sports to you.
Hey, AJ, Fred. I agree with what the earlier caller said about you guys. You guys are wonderful. Listen to you a lot. I wanted to make just a comment about the Rockets in general. I'm a realist about them. You know, I'm a Rockets fan. But I know that they're probably they're capped to get to the Western Conference Finals, if that. I think they thrive on shooting threes, and it seems like they're not shooting well at threes when it's just James Harden stepping back all the time. But when they're penetrating, Russell Westbrook's trying to get to the rim, and they're kicking out to an open P.J. Tucker, an open Daniel House, Jeff Green, their three-point percentage gets better, and that's the way they're going to win. Because I do think they have defenders that are capable of making stops on this team, such as Robert Covington, P.J. Tucker. I don't know. What's your thought on how the Rockets can maximize playing their best this year?
I mean, I think the problem is I don't know that there's a fix, because what we saw last night is what it's going to look like when the Rockets go up against elite teams who have bigs who can move a little bit.
Well,
and guess who else has a big who can move a little bit? The Lakers.
Yeah, I think the problem is, and the reason why I can't even use last night as an example, but I would use the Knicks. If James Harden's going to play like this, they don't have a chance. There's that old saying that I always bring up that they say in hockey, your best players have to be your best players. When you get the playoffs, James Harden's going to have to be much better than that.
Yeah.
You can't go 0 for 8. You can't shoot like he did last night and be useless. And you know, I heard Joel talking about the Red Rowdies probably don't want to hear it, but Westbrook's becoming the guy on the team. And I think that's how they have to win. I think Westbrook attacking the basket.
Why would Red Rowdies not want to hear that?
Because they're all Harden.
I mean, don't you want to win?
Oh, I do.
It's so crazy to me that that's the thing in this town is like, we want it to be our best player, our favorite player's team. Like, don't you just want to win? That seems like way better than, you know, being able to say, we've got the best player. I'd much rather have like the trophy at the end.
But all that aside, if they're going to win, and I think it's an extreme long shot, Russell Westbrook has to keep playing the way he's playing, shoot a little better than he did last night. But Harden has to start hitting shots, and that opens everything up for everybody else. And when it's going well, then like I said, they can play with anybody.
Yeah.
But the question is, can they do that for four games in a series against teams that have the talent to match them? And I don't know that they can. I don't. And you know, I'd love to be able to say, yeah, you know what? I think this can work. It can, and it's going to work. They're going to win some games, even if they play the Lakers. But are they going to win four?
Right.
And that I don't know that James Harden can play at that level for four games, because he hasn't in the playoffs. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Right in a cage, I'm having a break. And we are back on the Blitz. Ronan says, I don't listen often. I listen always. Got a 32-year-old Sony Jambox, AM, FM, and cassette. Been tuned to 97.5 for years. Afraid to turn it off or change it because it might not come back.
That's what I'm talking about.
And the thing is, it's we
do have an app now.
Yeah, you can do that. And
honestly, it'll sound better than your radio.
But, I mean, I really appreciate the fact that so many people have listened for so long, and the reach of the show sometimes amazes me, because you know, I'll be out somewhere and talking to people, and yeah, I even appreciate the people who hate me. I mean, hey, at least you're listening, and apparently you keep listening because you've been hating me for 10 years now.
Yep.
And also a little bit of news. We on Tuesday, True Anomaly will be brewing my beer.
Okay.
So I'm going to head over there before the show. And
so was the first one just a test batch?
Yeah, it was a test batch, okay. Yeah. So this one will have a little bit higher alcohol content. And then they're going to go pick up the barrels from Whitmire's and start aging.
All right.
So I don't know if the version that isn't barrel aged is going to be released first or what. I'll find that out Tuesday. Just need to talk to Tom about it. But yeah, I'm pretty excited. It's going to be a lot of fun doing this and doing a full-on collaboration with those guys. Well, it says LZ and Granado definitely the goats on pure longevity alone. However, most of their career was at one legacy sports station. It's not like they were with four or five stations competing. Not taking away from anything, but they had no competition early. That's true. There was only the one station at the time. But so he said, my brother moved to Seattle and still listens via the app and the podcast. Tell him to be careful there. Washington's got a bunch of them. A bunch of those coronaviruses.
Trey's telling a story about Barry Warner.
Oh, really?
One time Barry had a half cup of coffee and decided he was done with it. So there was a box in the main office of our studio that he thought was a trash can, but it was just a box. So Barry decided to throw half a cup of coffee in there, and it got all over the wall.
I think Barry's probably in that conversation. Dude did it for a long time.
Yeah.
And, and there was a time where he was... Well, and really is a little before my time even. For me, it was always John and Lance, because I never even listened to sports radio. And when those guys started doing the show, I started listening to them. And then it just happens we got to become friends, and we did some stuff together. Like Lance started writing for the website, and John was on John's TV show back on Channel 51 back in the day a couple times. And just always appreciated those guys. And I still do. I mean, I love that John's doing the Roughnecks. That's a lot of fun. Let's try Don. What's up, Don?
Sports, fellas. Couple things. I wanted to touch on, not to beat a dead horse, but I wanted to see if you guys knew that the Clippers also signed Joakim Noah today, you know, getting richer. And then looking at the game, I was trying to see if the defense that the Clippers were playing, do you guys think, I don't know if it was a zone with Patrick Beverly on the block, sagging off with Russell Westbrook, allowing him to shoot threes or giving him space. But I wanted to see if you guys think that may be a blueprint for the rest of the league. Because it seems as though the Clippers, in a way, play small ball too, man, except for last night with Zubac scoring all those points. But I'll just hang up and listen.
Well, that's the difference between the Clippers and the Rockets. They've got an option. Like the Clippers said, oh, it looks like this could be a night for our bigs to eat. And they ate.
Yeah.
And
well,
and I'll be honest, and this isn't a knock at – I know Rockets fan will be like, oh, that's BS. This is the God's honest truth. Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are better than James Harden and Russell Westbrook. Like that duo is – it's just better. And honestly, they have better pieces around them than the Rockets do. So – If you tell me these two guys can take over a game and play small, that's fine. Like when they play George at the four, it works. But they've got options because they're just better.
Well,
the Rockets don't have any options because they don't have a real big.
The other part of that equation is they have some elite defenders on that team, so they can do things to the Rockets that other teams can't.
Not only that, their best players are elite defenders.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
But, you know, again, that's not to say that the Rockets can't beat them. But, in my opinion, they can't beat them four times in a seven-game series if both those guys are healthy.
Yeah.
And I could be wrong about that. I'd like to be wrong. But, you know, and again, last night to me, it's just one of those games you could tell early. They're not going to, you know, they're not going to do anything here. So... And that's what's frustrating about a lot of Houston teams. You can almost tell in the first quarter what they're going to be that night. And, you know, the basketball, you make a run, but NBA especially. But like the UH game, when they got down early, it's like, you know what, they'll come back, make it close, and then they'll lose. And that's pretty much what they've done all year in those kind of situations. 832 says, as a red rowdy, Joel said that, not us. Okay, well, I was just quoting Joel. So... somebody asked
Red Rowdies listen to our show?
I don't know.
Damn, I wouldn't have said what I just said about Paul George and Kawhi Leonard being better than James and Russ had I known that.
Well, just because they're Red Rowdies doesn't mean they're not reasonable. I mean, listen, you can be a fan of a team and go to every game and be excited about them and root for them like crazy and also recognize that maybe this isn't going to work. You know, I mean, I wish I had that kind of fandom.
Yeah,
I really do. I wish I could go to a game and just, yeah, like for me, the teams I root for, like I'm enjoying going to the Roughnecks game, but I'm not going to lose any sleep if they don't win tomorrow. Although depends on if I bet on them, but yeah, like the Maple Leafs might miss the playoffs, and if they do, will I be pissed? Yeah, but I'm not gonna. Yeah, you know, I watch as many games as I can, and I get excited when they're playing well. But I'm starting to recognize that this isn't working. No matter how much money you spend and how many stars you put out there, but it's fun watching, like when the wife watches the Rough Riders, like she's still that fan. Like, she's nuts about them. Like, she will cuss at the TV. I'm not allowed to talk during a game, or I will get my head bitten off, especially a playoff game.
Your wife is with the Riders as Joel Blank is with the Packers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've kind of learned that, you know what? You go watch the game upstairs. I'll watch it downstairs.
I'm so glad that neither myself or my wife care enough about sports to be like that.
See, I wish I could. My sports life died in Albuquerque in 1983 when UH lost that game. That's when I quit caring about sports, because that was heartbreaking for me. And I've never been that passionate about it. I mean, part of it too, my whole life has been covering teams, and you can't really be a fan. And so I spent 20 years in a business where I couldn't be a fan, whether I wanted to or not.
Yeah.
And so it's like now I kind of could, but I don't really have that passion anymore because I'm old. Let's try Ken. Go ahead, Ken.
Hey, guys. Sports.
Sports team.
Real quick, I've been listening to the show for a long time, too, probably since about 2010. Used to catch you guys at lunch. And I know for the longest time you guys used to talk about how 610 had a built-in advantage over you guys because they were the flag station for the Texans. And so they used to always beat you in the ratings until here the last couple of years, right? Well, I was thinking about it yesterday. And the timing of everything with, you know, blowhard Bill O'Brien and all the crap over there, I think maybe some of the turnover and success that you guys have, wondering if maybe some of it's correlated to people just being tired of the propaganda machine that is 610 and finally wanting to hear somebody that's going to call the Texans out on their crap. I don't know, just a thought that maybe they're a little bit related. Other than that, you guys keep on doing what you do and kicking ass and, yeah, stay sportsy.
Well, unfortunately, right now, 610 is beating us.
Well, yeah, it started when the Texans got in the playoffs. So, yeah, as much as I'd like to believe that, you know,
people do want it. They're eating it up. They're eating up the propaganda is the problem.
Well,
come here where we'll tell you the truth.
They're washing it down with what?
Arkansas milk.
You know it.
Well, look at the bright side. Let's look at the bright side of the coronavirus. It's getting people over 60.
Ooh.
Just saying.
I'm not. Yeah.
I'm not saying anything in particular. I'm just kind of throwing that out there for you to think about. Chew on that.
I think we've gone over this before.